Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas Democrats came to Chicago over the weekend, not for Lollapalooza, but to prevent Republicans from achieving a quorum in order to stop a redistricting vote. Texas Minority Leader Gene Wu.
Their attempts to disenfranchise Texans. The tool they're using is a racist, gerrymandered map.
CBS News Austin reporter Vinnie Martorano.
Republican state leaders like Attorney General Ken Paxton are calling out the move. In a tweet, he says, quote, Democrats in the Texas House who try and run away like cowards should be found, arrested, and brought back to the Capitol immediately.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will move to remove any Democrats who do not return by 3 p.m. today. The search intensifies for a military veteran suspected of shooting four people to death at a bar in Montana. It took place on Friday in the small town of Anaconda. The latest from CBS's Jared Hill.
Officials released an image of the suspected shooter, shirtless and without shoes. They say the picture was taken as he fled the scene.
The vehicle he ended up grabbing was loaded full of equipment. It was not his vehicle. It was a stolen vehicle, but there was camping equipment in it. We believe there was some clothing in it.
Police believe the suspect was a regular at the bar. According to authorities, he fled in a white pickup truck and was briefly pursued by law enforcement.
After Friday's weaker-than-expected July jobs report and downward revisions for the previous 2 months before that, President Trump fired the chief statistician, Erica McIntarfer. While in Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday, the president told reporters...
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
The workers who build Boeing fighter jets are walking the picket line. According to their union, some 3,200 workers are on strike. Keith Gallup is one of them. He says what they want from the company.
So get the top of the scale faster is definitely one of the biggest things. Get more vacation time faster, to have a little more time off for the family, and also to help increase our 401k since companies, a lot of companies or most companies will not give pensions anymore.
Torrential rain sparks deadly flooding and landslides in central and southern Taiwan. At least five people have been killed over the past week. Reporter Yan Campbell sent Rombi in Taipei.
Almost 6,000 people evacuated. It's what the Kaohsiung city mayor, that's a city down in the south, has described as the largest evacuation, the largest number of people they've had to move into safer spaces in a decade.
Russia urges caution in nuclear rhetoric after President Trump's comments that he's deploying two nuclear submarines following an online argument with former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's still smoky. Smoke from Canadian wildfires in Canada is continuing to make the air around here unhealthy. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory running today through noon, with it possible to be extended yet again. Officials say the impact is really hitting people hard who are more sensitive, like the elderly, the very young, and those with breathing troubles. The fatal Kenosha County collision between a truck and a train happened off of a farm access road. It happened late in the morning yesterday at a crossing in a rural area near Highway W in Wheatland. Rescue teams found the vehicle with the person inside unconscious but breathing. They didn't end up surviving. CN Rail officials say they're investigating. Earlier in the weekend, there was another fatality on the CN Rail line, just a little north in Waukesha. In that instance, it's believed someone intentionally got into the path of a train. The teen rescued from Racine waters last week has died. A 15-year-old girl from Racine was swimming during an advisory in Lake Michigan at Kerry Hogel Park Thursday. Officials say there were rough conditions at the time, with strong winds, high waves, and rip currents. The Racine Water Utility is responding to recent reports of musty or earthy tastes some say they've noticed in their tap water. They say they're going to increase the level of potassium permanganate in the system and flushing hydrants to improve water quality. Officials say the water remains safe to drink, with no safety issues found in daily testing. Officials say to get the best tasting water, they recommend letting your cold tap run a little bit and chilling it before drinking. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta. The crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Nico Harmon, Javon Buller, you know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls. Baseball has the sacrifice. Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue. In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out. In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity? The days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you
you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
And 11 spoonfuls, summer in the city. It's 6:11 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. I know it's Monday, it's tough. I know you said, well, what happened to the weekend? Well, you used it up. it's smoky out there again. It is yesterday. It was like I'm trying to, you know, rub my eyes to get the, you know, make it sharper, and it's actually smoke in the air. We're gonna have smoke all day today, too. Sunny with a high near 80, smoke. Clear tonight, low 68, smoke. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 80, smoke. Right now it's cloudy, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, I'm going to give you some news. Coming up tomorrow, got some concert tickets to give away. You could be a winner. I'll tell you more about it later on.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why. Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken, any time,
To show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Thank you.
Bee's time of the season. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN Sunshine today. Highs of 80. Cloudy 63 right now here at Radio Park. A woman in Ohio got revenge on a car dealership for repossessing a car. It was kind of clever what she did. She bought the dealership's business name. It wasn't registered, so she bought it and sent them a cease and desist letter to stop using the name. Now, of course, the dealership's not going to take this sitting down. They went to court. We'll see how it turns out. But I never thought about that. That's kind of a very clever way to do things, huh? Wouldn't it be nice? Got the Beach Boys for you, 616 at WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Beach Boys, 618, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Sunshine today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, beautiful weather, highs of 80 today and tomorrow, lows 68 tonight, it's cloudy and 63 degrees, a little smoky right here at Radio Park. If you haven't seen this footage, it's pretty intense. A guy in Russia who may have been drunk fell on a set of train tracks. I saw the footage. He looked like he was drunk and stumbling, but anyway, he fell on the right across the rails. Experts say a good Samaritan ran in to save him just in time, risked his own life, pulled him off the tracks. And I'm telling you, it was less than a second. As he was pulling him off, the train was starting to ride over right where he was. That's how close. His guardian angel was right there. It's pretty intense. You can see it online. Just, you know, Google guy pulled off train tracks in Russia. You'll see it. It's 618 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Time for Pete with our beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big deals. Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots.
And don't forget, the big deal of the day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big, no sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. And unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides. The Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. And trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Somewhere else to go.
Petula Clark, Don't Sleep in the Subway, 625, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 80, cloudy 63 degrees right here at Radio Park.
You don't have to be a VIP to get more than just...
I don't know what that was. Sounds like a superhero origin story, what I'm going to tell you next. The Department of Energy announced that a radioactive wasp nest was found outside a nuclear facility in South Carolina. But they say, don't worry about it. No big deal. But according to a local newspaper, no actual wasps were found in the nest. Good news or not? Well, it might mean that the whole nest of mutant wasps is flying around out there. That's kind of scary to think then, huh? All right. Is over before you know it. Minute 29. Whoa, stay. Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs. It's 627 local news. Timeless. It's here at WRJM. Well, here's some bad news for you. A study found that sucking in your stomach to look more fit is bad for your health. Now, you have to do it a lot, but it can make your abs imbalance, leading to a condition called hourglass syndrome. It's hard to believe that's a real thing, isn't it? 628, local news, timeless hits, nobody but me, human beings, right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us today. Right now, it's local news time, 6:30 on the nose. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was late in the morning yesterday when a truck was hit by a train, leading to a death in Kenosha County.
It happened off of a farm access road near Highway W in western Kenosha County. First responders arrived to find the driver unconscious but breathing. Flight for Life was called in, but it was too late to take that person away. Highway W and nearby train crossings were closed for a good part of the day as police and CN Rail officials look into what happened. The air quality alert runs through noon again. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continue to impact our air quality, keeping conditions unhealthy for those who are more sensitive. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory until noon today with a chance it could be extended. If you're elderly, very young, or have breathing issues, officials recommend staying indoors and avoiding strenuous outdoor activities. They're just going to add some potassium permanganate and try to fix it. They are the Racine Water Utility, and the change in what they're adding to the water is due to reports of something in the water. If your tap water in Racine has been tasting a little swampy or earthy, the water utility says it could be due to the temperature of Lake Michigan. In response, they're adding a new chemical in flushing hydrants to fight the odors. Recent testing shows the water is safe to drink, so there's no worry about safety. Visitation is today, a funeral tomorrow for Soon. The Kenosha community is mourning the loss of Soon Noel, the beloved founder of Soon's Sushi Cafe. She passed away last week. The funeral service is tomorrow at 10 at the Bruch Hansen Funeral Home. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you follow that familiar smell of grilled pork through the fairgrounds, it'll take you to the pork shop. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and today we talk to Morgan Warwick. She's the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association. With the state fair still in full swing, that means Wisconsin Pork's pork shop is still busy feeding fairgoers. Recent renovations to the shop mean more pork chops can be served than ever before.
Yeah, so we were really trying to kind of upgrade and modernize a little bit, make things more efficient, make something that's easier to transport if we want to go to different events. And so that was a big asset. They were custom made. We had a great crew that did it and planned for them. And so we're learning each year. But like I said, in just its couple years here, we're really excited to be able to serve more pork out of it and, like I said, increase efficiency for everybody.
The pork shop expects to sell over 25,000 pieces of pork at this year's state fair. Morgan Warwick along with us. She's the program and marketing director for the Wisconsin Pork Association. Stick with us. I'll have a look at some more news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The DNR has mobilized fire control program staff across western United States and Canada. This is in an effort to combat increased wildfire activity and assist in suppression and protection efforts. Personnel and fire suppression equipment are allocated to these fires through mutual aid agreements. The agreement is outlined by federal firefighting agencies and the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact. The compact is comprised of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, Manitoba, and Ontario, Canada. Their main goal is to promote resource sharing throughout the Great Lakes region, including personnel, equipment, information, training, and technology. Nearly 70 large-scale wildfires are burning over 1 million acres in the U.S. The mobilized Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for 2 weeks or until the fire subsides. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
I think we need to renegotiate our relationship to the government. You know? Like, we need a whole new system, okay? I mean, do we even, like, need a president or just figure out a new way to do the job? I mean, what job do you have for 4 years, no matter what? Just show me one job. Like, if you hired a cook and he was making people vomit every day, do you sit there and go, well, he's got a 4-year deal. We just gotta vomit for 4 more years. I mean, hey, we gotta take this serious. We gotta get out there. We gotta vote. But they don't want us to vote. The government does not want you to vote. Why do I know they don't want you to vote? Because election day is a Tuesday in November. Why? Anybody here ever put something on a Tuesday in November? Does anybody get married on a Tuesday in November? Church ain't on a Tuesday. You know, if this show was Tuesday Night Live, it would have got canceled in 1975.
Just lost her recently, too, Connie Francis, Pretty Little Baby. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN at 6:39. Looking for sunshine today with smoke. Highs near 80. Clear tonight with smoke. Lows around 68. Some more smoke and sunshine tomorrow with a high near 80. Cloudy 63 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, so it's August. So let's look forward to some things here going on this month. The NFL preseason games get underway Thursday. Hard to believe, huh? College football kicks in on the 23rd. What happened this summer? And the U.S. Open of Tennis begins on August 24th in theaters. Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis returning. That comes out on Friday the 8th. And Jaws coming back to theaters for its 50th anniversary on August 29th.
And finally, we've got the holidays. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I don't see any chocolate chip cookies in here. The 8th is National Pickleball Day. The 12th is Vinyl Record Day. The 13th is Left-Handers Day. The 16th is National Tell-A-Joke Day. Coming up August 24th, the most important day. I want you to write this down. This is one of the most important holidays you'll ever have to deal with this year. National Radio Day, August 20th. Is it August 20th? Yeah, August 20th. 641 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's Steam, Na Na, Hey Kiss, and Goodbye. 641 now. You know what? I always feel bad when they replace a pitcher in Major League Baseball. They always play that when he walks off the mound. But they don't do it for the home team. They do it for the opposing team. It's always it's always nasty. Hey, kiss him goodbye. He's getting off the mound. All right. In napping news, a study found humans might have the genes needed to hibernate. Now, we just have to tweak them a little bit. Experts say it could unlock all sorts of new treatments for things like diabetes and obesity. Animals that hibernate can lose weight quickly without affecting their health. hibernation, sleeping all the time. Yeah, I can live with that. It's 6:45, looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now, here's Flo and Eddie. Here come the Turtles. Happy Together at WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Go happy together, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And guess what? I am Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, State Fair time is here again, and we're looking forward to another year of seeing the Turtles and the Happy Together tour at the State Fair. This year, the Turtles are joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Bogues, and the Cowsills. Whoa! I've got tickets to give away tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning, actually. Between 6 and 9. And so be listening for your chance to win tomorrow morning for the Happy Together Tour right here at WRJN. Hey, at 6:48, looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Clear tonight, low 68. Sunny with a high near 80 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it.
Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Simon and Garfunkel. That's from their Bookends album, I think. It's 6:54, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, for my entire radio career, I never had to work weekends until I came to WRJN. I don't have to work weekends anymore. And now we found this, a new study on irregular sleep schedules suggests that just sleeping in on the weekends can have negative consequences on your gut bacteria, which can lead to obesity, inflammation, and heart problems. Just when I thought I had it made with no weekends, now I found out you're supposed to work weekends to stay healthy. 6:55, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. We have sunshine today, highs near 80, same for tomorrow. Billy Joe Royal is down in the boondocks at WRJN.
Down in the boondocks.
Fifty-seven local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Steve Lynn Hardaway, you know him better as Stevie Wonder.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye.
Seal delivered, I'm yours, Stevie Wonder. It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's do the news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas Democratic legislators flee their state to stop Republicans from passing a new congressional map that favors the GOP. Governor Greg Abbott is telling those Democrats to return to the Texas State House this afternoon, or he will begin the process of removing them from membership in the Texas House. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
51 Texas Democratic state reps fled the state for Chicago. The move is to prevent House Bill